Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? You know who it is, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. My name is Pete Richardson, or you can call me PDP. Don't really matter which one. And on the show today, I do got a brother from another mother straight up out of the West Texas from the Big A, I guess is what you can call it. But if not, you could just straight up call it Abilene, Texas. This guy right here came in as a gray shirt, the Texas Tech Red Raiders, as a wide receiver. Came in, worked his butt off, ended up being a starter. One of the games that really stands out in my mind that I come to think about is when I want to say he maybe caught 3 or 4 touchdowns against the Kansas State Wildcats. I want to say backhand 07, maybe 08, but the dude knows all about hard work, all about persistence. Don't ever want to give up. End up going to the Dallas Cowboys, had a shot in the NFL, was doing his thing in the NFL, then decided he wanted to go play in the Canadian League, and then he wanted to transition with his life. Didn't know if he should stay playing sports, or did he want to go ahead and go into Chapter 2, which he went ahead and flipped that chapter to Chapter 2, where he's now a grad assistant for the week. No, I'm just saying not the week, but they're actually a pretty good team. They're bowl eligible. West Virginia Mountaineers, and then who am I talking about? I'm talking about the one and only Lily Ron Leon. What's up, my man?
What's happening, PDP? Always good to hear from
you.
Oh, brother,
man. yeah, man, great to hear from you too. Well, I just went ahead and just briefly introduced you. So if you want to go ahead and just introduce yourself, tell the people what you're doing right now, where you're currently residing at, and you know, where you from.
La Leon from Abilene, Texas. I'm a graduate assistant at West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia. A little different from West Texas, but definitely enjoy what I do and where I'm at, and look forward to, you know, more to come.
I know what you mean, looking forward to more to come. That's the thing about life. We really don't know what's coming, but that's the one thing about having faith. You know, we could just hope and have faith. So, man, I know you got nothing but greatness coming up out of it. You know what I mean, Mr. Lily Ron? Well, all right, man, if we can go ahead and jump straight into the interview. I got something that I know got some of the former Red Raiders, the fans out there that got some things that want to hear. So, first and foremost, what do you think about the Big 12, man? The Big 12 they got shisted out of the tournament, well, out of the playoff. So first and foremost, with being in the Big 12 yourself, and you guys are bowl eligible, which congratulations. So what do you think about Baylor and TCU getting knocked out, man?
You know, it's a tough deal. You know, I feel, you know, that one of those teams should have been in there, but you know, I definitely might be a little biased from being in the Big 12. So, you know, definitely disappointing. And hopefully the Big 12 committee does something to where this doesn't happen again. But definitely disappointing. You know, those TCU as well as Baylor had great seasons. You know, they're great teams. So I definitely think that they could have done some damage if they would have got an opportunity to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, man. Me too as well. You know, when those both teams face head to head, that was a pretty high scoring game. And you know, Texas Tech, we're used Texas Tech, no matter. And, I mean, you're a victim of it too, Mr. Leon. Texas Tech, I know I came here in 05, what you came here with 06, and ever since then, we're known for ruining somybody's season. You know, in 05, I remember when Adrian Peterson's first year. They came down here to West Texas in the LBK, Texas Tech Red Raiders, we took care of business that game. I remember they wouldn't let nobody rush the field, but they went ahead and pulled down the goalpost manually, and then we all was able to rush the field. Then I want to say 2006, we had a few upsets. 2007, we had a few upsets, and everybody knows 2008 with the legendary Michael Crabtree catch. And this year we didn't come out with a W, but It's okay. We lost by two, and I'm talking about the last game of the season against the Baylor Bears. And ultimately, they're saying that, you know, if the game wouldn't have been so close, maybe Baylor would have had a greater chance. But, hey, Texas Tech Red Raiders, we got something to look forward to. We're going to have a pretty good team next year. And sorry, Baylor Bears, to ruin your season. You were the victim this year, but at the end of the day, you still got the W against us. So no matter if you win by inch or mile, a win is a win. You can ask any real winner that. And that's which brings me to my next question, Mr. Lily Run. And for you guys out there, that's listening, and you hear me say Lily Ron, that's actually his nickname. This guy is real. Not only is he talented on the football field, but he's also very articulate. Man, he's very good with words, and he's good at poetry and writing music. So that's why I call him Lily Ron. It's kind of an inside thing, but just so you guys know that. And which brings me to my next question: how'd you come up with the decision to transition from playing and to ultimately becoming a grad assistant? Because, you know, more times than not, the players, we're healthy, you know, once we come to the end of our collegiate career. So we want to, of course, proceed our athletic career, in which you did with the Dallas Cowboys. So just enlighten us, you know, for that 22 or 23-year-old that's about to go through, not really the combine, but, you know, have a pro day. And some go to the combine, you know, the whole nine. So, like, what's some advice would you give that, you know, that 22 to 23-year-old that's about to – thinking about transition, or if they are going to transition, like, what's some things to really look for and think about?
You know, if you feel in your heart, you know, for me, you know, I'm a, you know, a Christian man, so definitely prayed on and thought about it. But definitely if you feel in your heart you want to give it a chance, you know, you should give it a chance, because you don't want to go through life and think about what if or what could have happened. So definitely got to give it a chance, give it all you got. But you also have to understand when it's time. I was blessed to be on, you know, play a little bit in the NFL and play a little bit in the CFL. And it didn't quite work out how I wanted it to work out, but I also understood when time is time. You know, when opportunities come up, you got to take advantage of them. So you don't want to miss out on the opportunity trying to do something that may not necessarily be in your cards. You know, I always say football chooses who it likes. You know, to be in the NFL. And I mean, I played with people that weren't successful in college that have had long careers. I played with people that were successful that didn't have long careers in the NFL. So football is definitely, you know, I feel like football chooses who it wants, and I think you know in your heart when it's time to move on and do something different.
I really like that right there, man. What he's saying right there is follow your heart. Like if you feel you want to eliminate that what if, like for an example, a what if. All right, so you're in school, right? You're in college. So and then you walk in the hallway and you see a flyer and it says internship, and the internship says Disney. You've never been to Disney before, so it's like you walk in, so you see the flyer, so it's like, man, what if I filled out this application for this internship? If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. You know, so. So instead of just passing it and just automatically striking yourself out, you go ahead and fill out the application, and then once the application gets submitted, you eliminated that what if right then, right there, right now. So with that being said, is if you get it, great, you got it, you took that leap of faith. But if you didn't, then okay, you didn't get it, so it's meant to do something maybe better, or it's just not the right timing to do so. But what you do, you eliminate that what if. So if you're out there that's about to go into the combine, if you feel it in your heart, then go do it. If you don't, then don't do it. But you don't want to be sitting around when you're 45 saying, "What if? Man, I wish I would have did it." Because in 20 years, you're going to be more upset of what you didn't do rather than what you did do. So hey, there's no mistakes in life. There's only lessons. And which brings me to my next question, Mr. Lily Ron. So like, was there any like connections? Like, did you make sure you network? Like with the Did you stay cool with your coaches? how did you know when that opportunity came about? Did something just click? Like, man, I probably should take up on this opportunity, because some people say YOLO, you only live once, you know. And then it was just like, did you just feel like, was your body tired, or was it just like this opportunity is too good to pass, or you just felt like phase one, which was football, did you feel like it was just time to hang up the cleats?
Definitely. Always, I've always been well at treating people good and making connections throughout my career. Sometimes people lose sight, and when they're on top, they fail to get connections, or fail to treat people right, and you never know who's gonna be what, or who's gonna go where. So definitely, and especially in the coaching world, is who you know. So definitely, I did a good job in college of just, you didn't necessarily have to like everyone, but you got to make sure that you're respectful and you have connections. So I actually, the day I got cut, I got a call from one of my old teammates, and it was Landon Hofer, and he was a graduate assistant up here. Played with him in college and knew him since, we're from the same hometown, so I've known him for forever. And he called me and said, hey, would you be interested in being a grad assistant at West Virginia? And I happened to get cut on the same day. So for me, it was definitely just timing. Felt like it was the right time for me to get a call on the same day I got cut. It was just
a
timing thing, and I just felt like it was right. And it was God telling me it's time to do something different. So, I mean, now you don't always see what he's doing, and you may not like exactly what he's doing, but, he always is on time and does what needs to be done for you. So definitely, for me, it was faith and timing, and I just felt in my heart it was time to do something different. And like I said, I have no regrets. I've done everything I've wanted, or almost everything that I've wanted to do. So definitely,
there we go.
Make sure, for those athletes out there, just you gotta build up your connections and make sure you treat people right. You never know who's gonna do what. So. Important.
There you go. He's not always there when you call, but he's always on time. That's the old school Ja Rule right there, man. You hit the nail right on the nose, man. Faith. It's all about that faith. And that's crazy, because the day you get cut, you get a phone call from Mr. Hofer. So you know what they say, when one door closes, another door opens. And if you're waiting for that door to open, if you don't feel like it's opening, then bust it down. And I'm not talking about like physically bust it down, get your education up, do your research on it. So whenever that time comes, you're going to be ready. You always want to be ready, so you ain't never got to get ready. But, man, that's crazy. Mr. Lily Ron, Mr. Hofer, I also know Mr. Hofer actually came in to Texas Tech whenever I came in. So I know Mr. Landon Hofer really well. He actually was a walk-on, and I love the fact that you say you don't have to like everybody, but you just have to respect everybody, because you never know who you're talking to. Whether if you're in a classroom, you could be talking to somebody who could be the future president of the university, mm-hmm. or the future president of Dale, or whatnot. I have a really good friend whose father is a he used to be assistant president, but like the vice president of Dell, and never would have known that. I just randomly started talking to a kid in class. You know what I mean? And it's like, so you don't want to burn any bridges. Don't burn no bridges. Everybody brings something to you in your life, whether they adding or taking away. Hey, if they're taking away, then you know not to give your time to another person who's showing their characteristic. But if they're showing you, if they're positive and uplifting you, then of course you want to keep that conversation there and keep it going like that. And so, like I say, he might not always come when you call, but he's always on time. So if you're out there and you're going through a hard time, and you're about to get into the combine, and you don't get picked up, it's okay. It's okay, because there's something better for you in the long run. So, which brings me to my next question. So you guys are getting ready. So what's it like? What's it like up there in Morgantown, getting ready for bowl season? I know what it's like here in Lubbock, but for the Red Raiders and the Red Raider fans out there who want to know, what's it like being up there in Morgantown? You're not in school right now, where you're a grad assistant. It's just So what are some things to do up there, you know, to keep your mind right and just kind of stay focused and to kill that downtime waiting for the game? So, like, do you guys get treated like players? Do you like, you don't really have to work out necessarily no more? So do you just put in the extra film, getting ready for the bowl game? Or what is it, man? Enlighten us a little bit.
You know, we just get ready for the game, found out what bowl game we're going to. You know, going to Liberty Bowl, playing Texas A&M. So just breaking down film right now and just getting ready for the bowl game, even though it's a month away, you know. But for those who don't know, you're tuning up as it goes because you've played a long season. So you're definitely just tuning up the small things and going over film and working towards your next opponent. So just definitely getting ready and hopefully we'll get this win.
Oh, yeah, man, I feel you on that. I know how it is, you know, during the bowl season as a player, and which is cool, man. I really do miss them bowl checks, man. Woo! Them stipends you get. I remember it was a year before you got there. It was the Cotton Bowl. We played Ole Miss, I believe. Was it? No, it was Ole Miss. It was Alabama. We played Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this Slay or somebody, we blocked the field goal and Slay ended up he got sucked up. I'm coming in where we was like, hey, man, you should have scored. But yeah, Alabama ended up beating us that year. But I remember whenever we pulled up to that hotel, man. And, you know, I'm a small kid from Oklahoma. Had my friends drop me off there. And got up there and show enough, man. They gave us like $400 right off the bat. And I just remember like, what? For me? You know, I got it, man. I was like, man, now this is the life right here, man. You know, you're a small town kid who worked his butt off, and now at a bowl game, high profile bowl game. And I tell you, I think our main gift, we got gifts every day. That year, we got iPod Nanos, excuse me, which was at that time, like, shoot, I never really knew what an iPod was. You know, I would see kids walking around with it on campus, but I didn't really pay too much to it. I was too busy trying to worry about my city player not skipping. You know, so it's real nice. And so for you athletes out there that's about to go to a bowl game, just a little advice for me: make your curfew. Don't get sent home. Stay away from people that's trying to miss the curfew, because most of the time those are the guys who don't really play. So don't be out there with them knuckleheads messing around, and don't be sneaking out the hotel. so that's some advice from me. Don't be sneaking out the hotel. Stay around people who play, because people who play, they gonna make their curfew. They positive, they're focused, and they trying to get that W. You know what I mean? So if you guys, especially for the redshirt freshmen out there, you know you guys not gonna play. So not to say anything negative, but you just know it because you haven't played all year. So you're gonna go ahead and just, it's all about fun. But you know, you gotta know your role and play your role to the fullest. You know what I mean? So Mr. Lily Ron, what's some advice? What would you tell, like? It's like, I know with you, you got cut, and then, like, you got a phone call the same day. Man, that's like, that really happened. That's like a LeBron James, you know, coming in signing a $90 million contract before even playing a game. That's like a Michael Jordan, you know, signing a big Nike shoe deal, and then getting with Spike Lee, you know, to be in his movie, Do the Right Thing, and everything just kind of fell into place. So, like, I know your story is very rare. Your story is very rare. You're a very likable guy. So a lot of people kind of just gravitate to you naturally. And then once they see you perform, it's like, man, this guy really got hands. He can go. You know, so more times than not, sometimes, you know, not to say some people got it easier, some people got it harder, but some people are just given opportunities, you know, and they're given opportunities. But sometimes – you might most opportunities comes from opposition. You know what I mean? Sometimes we could be so focused on something. Like, if you would have been so focused on getting cut, You know, you could have ignored Mr. Hofer's phone call. You could have not got back to him if you did miss it at the moment when he called, or you could have been so focused on trying to just play. You know, so that opportunity came from an opposition. You know what I mean? It's like adversity can either break you or adversity can help you break records. So what I'm trying to say is it's like for somebody who's trying to be a grad assistant, like what kind of relationships should he continue to build? Like why should he throw hints at the coaches while he's playing sports, while he's still there, or should he just wait till he get through with the combine? Or is it, or if you know you want to be a grad assistant when you're a freshman, like what some smart things that that player could do to help him, like, if he know he doesn't want to play, just to be that grad assistant?
Definitely, just if you're not going to play, let him know. But if you're going to try to go explore and see, you know, if you're able to make it, then just staying in contact just staying in contact with your coaches. And you don't have to, you know, ask them how their life story is going, but every now and then say, hey, coach, how's it going? And it's good to stay in contact with people and it's just to build relationships. So, like I said, definitely, you know, my receivers coach is the offensive coordinator, you know, at East Carolina. Your defensive coach is the head coach at East Carolina. So, just throughout the years, just every now and then, hey, coach, how's it going? Definitely just sending a text and letting them know, you know, that you're thinking about them and so you're not calling them 10 years later and like, hey, I was just wondering if you had a job when you haven't talked to them in 10 years. So definitely good to just stay in contact with people and just, you know, send a congratulations. If your coach wins, just say, hey, coach, congrats. So definitely, but the most important thing is just be a model student athlete while you're at school because that reflects on the future. If you didn't ever go to – if you were late to practice, if you talk back to coach 5 years later, you – think he's going to give you a job, you're going to be sadly mistaken. You can definitely be a model student athlete and do what you're supposed to do. And everything else will normally take care of itself.
Everything else will normally take care of itself. Yeah, man, that's a really great point. And this popped in my head while you were speaking right there, man. Talent can get you there. Talent can get you there. But and how you sustain it, how you keep it, how you continue to eat, how you continue to stay there, how you continue to soar, is character.
Mm-hmm.
Character is how you keep it. Just like Lily Ron was saying, if you late to practice, if you're talking back to coaches, if the coaches are getting reports from your teacher saying you've been a knucklehead acting up, and then you wait 10 years to send your coach maybe a text or maybe an email asking about a job, then, you know, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. But if your talent gets you there, then your character keeps you there, and then you're able to go to class on time, get the practice on time, go do your study hall, and your coach just knows it and sees it, and especially if it's your position coach, because you spend more time with your position coach than you do with your girlfriend. So they don't understand. They're going to understand where you're coming from because they see, because, man, playing D1 football is not easy. So they see that character. And then they start to believe in you. When they start to believe in you, then you got them. But you can't get nobody to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. So most important, you got to believe in yourself. And thinking about that, man, do you remember your first camp that you went through, Lyle?
Not really, to be honest. I can't really.
Man, I do.
Yeah,
I remember going.
Was it the cast?
Yeah, oh, yeah, man, you didn't really. You was hurt. I just remember it was me and Kobe Lewis. You know, Kobe Lewis from Abilene, too, man. I remember we going like 14 straight days. And then I finally asked my position coach, and I was like, hey, man, what if we getting a day off? And then he goes, he said, look at your itinerary, and we have 5 more days until we got a day off. So I was like, ooh-wee. That year it was Coach Latrell. I was a running back that year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was running back. Is he at West Virginia now? What? Man, tell Coach Mitchell I said what's up.
I will, man. We always be talking about you, man. I told him I was there coming on the show. He was like, okay. I'm definitely proud of you, man.
That's cool. Yeah, man. Coach Mitchell, tell him I said what's up. That's my man's right there. That's my man's. Well, Lily Ron, what's some advice would you give somebody right now? It's December. They're going through their senior year. And say for instance, they play baseball and football. But right now they got a scholarship. They about to sign in February. So what would you tell that person who's about to sign their football scholarship but deciding if they want to play baseball their senior year? So what some advice would you tell them, man, if they're trying to play two sports but only getting a scholarship in one?
Definitely enjoy it. I did two sports, so definitely just enjoy it. And that's the advice I have for anybody. Just enjoy it while the time, because you can't do everything for forever. So. I don't think it's that you should stop doing one for another. Just enjoy it, because you'll probably be your last time playing. So definitely enjoy it with your friends. And then when you get to college, I say focus on whatever you're going to school for, what you get a scholarship for. There's some two sport athletes, which I was, but in the end, you got to focus on one. So definitely just enjoy your time in high school and in college, because, once it's over, it's over. We can reminisce about all the times we had, but, at the end of the day, you can't go
get it back.
So definitely just enjoy it, so.
Yeah, that's some great advice. Like he said, just make sure you enjoy it. And just know that the decision is really comes down to you. So no matter what your mama say, no matter what your daddy say, no matter what your coach say, no matter what your uncle say, the decision is ultimately up to you. Most people always make it as like a business decision, and people are so focused on the business aspect of it to where they think about the negativity and ended up bringing it up to themselves. So if you're out there that's trying to go into two sports, like Mr. Leong said, just make sure you enjoy it. He played two sports in high school, and he also played two sports in college, which is track, and the man can jump his butt off, just so you guys know. So nobody believe in yourself. And remember, talent can get you there, but character keeps you there. Well, all right, Mr. Lily Ron, that's going to be the conclusion to our interview. Is there like a quote, or is there anything that you want to leave the audience with that helps you get through your bad times, or that helps you get through your hard days? Is there something that maybe your family that helps you, that you can talk to, helps you get through? Is there like a quote that you always go back to and things in that nature? It's on you.
Not really a quote, just especially for athletes out there, just definitely take advantage of it and don't rush through it. Enjoy it and make sure you work on your craft every day. And when you leave college, you should say, hey, I did everything I could possibly do to make myself better. And at the end of the day, if you do that, you won't have no regrets, and you'll leave with, a lifetime full of memories and great friends. So definitely just whenever you're down, just work on your craft. You may not see it now, but, hard work does pay off. So definitely just keep working on your craft and enjoy it while you have it.
Enjoy it while you have it. Keep working on your craft. Well, all right, Mr. Lily Ron, it's really been my pleasure. Hope you have a great day. Continue to get better. Continue to soar. And hope you guys got the best of luck against them Texas A&M Aggies, which, they gave me my first scholarship, so I can't hate them that much. So, but I do hope you guys win.
Hey, PJ, man, it's always an honor to be on your show, man, and talk to a brother, man.
Hey, there we go, brother from another mother. Well, all right, Mr. Lily Ron, you have yourself a blessed day. And tell Coach Mitchell I said what's up.
Yeah, I will do. All right, PP.
All right, man. All right, take care.
Later.
All right. Yeah, that was brother from another mother, Mr. Lau Leong, man, the great guy, spiritual guy, came from a strong background, got his head on the shoulders, as you guys can tell. For you guys out there that's playing two to three sports, just listen to what he said. Play it back. If you're going to practice, you can play it back. If you guys have to walk home from practice, you can play it back and listen to it. He said that just enjoy it. You know, ultimately the decision boils down to you, and don't make everything such about business. Don't make it a business decision. If you want to play baseball but you got a football scholarship, go ahead and play. I played baseball whenever I was in high school when I had already got a football scholarship, and some of the best times in my life, some of the best memories that I talk about today. But the best part about it is when I came to college and was playing football on scholarship, I was able to participate in softball in the murals, in which your boy was cool, hitting home runs and throwing some good plays from shortstop and all that for one night, which was fun, you know. So it's fun to get away and you have some different coping mechanisms as you go through life, and that's the best part about life. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So that's a wrap right there, everybody. My name is Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. And tomorrow I got a special guest on my show. He's also a former Red Raider. He went a different route instead of trying to go to the combine and having a pro day. This guy actually went and became a reality TV star. He was on the reality TV, MTV Reality TV Portland. The guy went on there. He's also an artist, very articulate. Went on that show and his fan base just skyrocketed out of the roof. I mean, this guy is an awesome dude. He had made a big impact on the field here at Texas Tech. Off the field, made a lot of impact in the community. This guy really knows how to do it. He knew what he wanted, and he went out there and got it. So you got to tune in tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow the show starts at 12 noon because he has a pretty busy morning tomorrow morning. So tomorrow at 12 noon, I am interviewing reality TV star, MTV Real World Portland, Marlon Williams, who will be on my show. For you guys, you got to tune in if you're trying to get inspired, educated, and motivated. That's the end of my show. Saving Athletes Respectfully. My name is Peter Richardson, or you can call me PDP. See you guys tomorrow at the same sort of time, different sort of date. My name is P. Richardson. You guys have a great day. Peace.